Hello, children. This is Moron Catastrophe, and I've come to tell you the story of the three little pigs. Once upon a time, there was a mummy pig.
Hello, children. Are we all being good today? Listen carefully to the story now. Have we finished our dinner?
Thank you, Mummy Pig. Now, Mummy Pig had three little piggies. The eldest piggy's name was Wilt.
Hello, children. My name is Wilt. It's a very easy name to say, even when you're tired.
Wilt was very fat and very lazy, and liked nothing better than to eat and sleep. Occasionally, he'd sleep first and then eat. The second little piggy's name was Fidget. Fidget was always worried about something, and that caused him to fidget nervously all the time.
Hello. Is this microphone on? Is everyone here? Oh, what if someone's missing? Shouldn't we go and look for them?
It's okay, Fidget. No one is missing. The third little piggy's name was Twiddle. Twiddle was a clever little piggy, always building things and solving problems.
Hello, children. I'm Twiddle, and I'm going to build big bridges one day. Did you all know that the sky is blue because of the reflection of...
Thank you, Twiddle. The science lesson is tomorrow. So, Mummy Piggy lived in a cottage in the woods with the three little piggies. One day, the three little piggies were sitting in the garden having tea.
Don't let the tea get cold, piggies. Twiddle, stop building houses with the cookies.
They're factories, Mum.
Fidget, would you stop wiping the plate and eat up before the cake spoils? And will someone please wake up Wilt? He'll sleep right through his tea at this rate.
Hey, Wilt, wake up!
What? Oh, dear. What's all the fuss about? Hey, there's food here. Why didn't anybody tell me?
Wilt, you almost slept through your tea. Now eat up.
Tea, thanks, Mum.
Piggies, do you know what I think?
I never know what you're thinking, Twiddle. It's always so complicated. I have to have a nap afterwards.
Piggies, I was thinking that we should venture out into the big wide world to seek our fortunes.
Oh, and be away from Mummy. Who will make dinner and do the cleaning? Is it safe? Where will we stay? Oh, there's so much to worry about.
Sounds like a lot of work to me. Perhaps I should sleep on it first.
Oh, will you two stop moaning? I think it's a great idea. Come on, let's go and tell Mummy.
All right, but I have to finish my tea first. I'm already late for my nap.
I wonder what Mummy will say. I think she'll be cross. Oh dear.
So the three little piggies packed up their things, slung their sacks over their shoulders, and prepared to enter the big wide world. Mummy Pig had a few wise words to say before they left.
Now, piggies, make sure you stay together. Twiddle, you're the youngest, but you're the leader. Keep warm, wear a cloak when it's cold, and Wilt, don't forget to brush your teeth.
Okay, Mum.
Fidget, stop fidgeting. This is very important. Don't venture near the dark woods. The big bad wolf lives there, and he eats little pigs for breakfast. Be warned. Now off you go, piggies. Be good.
Bye, Mummy.
Bye.
Don't worry.
We'll be good.
And so, off went the three little piggies on their adventure. After travelling over hill and dale, through field and bush, the piggies came to a little river.
Say, piggies, I think this is a perfect spot to build our houses. One can be here, one a little further on, and the other just down the way. What do you think?
I think it's a perfect time to make dinner.
I don't know. Is that water clean? What about insects and things? Ugh.
Come on, sillies. Let's get building.
But we'll need dinner soon. I can't have my 40 winks on an empty stomach.
With that, the three little piggies set about building their houses. Wilt, the laziest piggy, simply wandered into a nearby field and gathered heaps of straw. With this, he quickly built an odd-looking little house.
That was really hard work. I'm going to have an extra long nap and a double helping at dinner time just to recover. Ah, my bed.
Meanwhile, Fidget, not being as clever as Twiddle, built himself a house out of sticks that he had collected in a nearby wood. It too was a little shaky, but Fidget was too busy sweeping the floor to notice.
Oh, Mummy said keep the place clean. I do hope the rain doesn't come in. What if the river overflows? Who'll rescue us? Oh dear, this was such a bad idea. I think we should go back.
Twiddle, however, had none of these woes. He was just busy putting together the finishing touches on the automatic garage door on the house he had built with the bricks.
Works just fine.
Yes, Twiddle had built himself a mansion, complete with running water from the river and satellite television. It was a masterpiece. A few days later, the other two piggies came to visit and watch the football on Twiddle's TV.
Hello, piggies. Come on in.
Oh, Twiddle. What's a big house. How do you clean it all?
My, Twiddle. I love what you've done with the place. And look at that sofa. I bet you could doze all day on that. Hey, what a great idea.
Make yourselves at home, piggies. Popcorn is almost done.
Hooray!
And that's how the piggies spent their days, visiting each other and laughing and having fun. One day, Wilt was dozing on the front porch that Twiddle had built for him. Suddenly, there was a low rumble. Oh, okay. It was only Wilt's tummy. But wait, there it was again. And this time, it wasn't Wilt's tummy. It was growing louder and louder. A cloud of dust was billowing on the horizon. Wilt awoke with a jump. Ahem! Wilt awoke with a jump.
Oh dear. I was having a bad dream. I dreamt. Oh no! It wasn't a dream. It was real. Oh no! I'm going inside, and I'm going to hide under the bed. Perhaps I'll catch a quick nap. Oh!
Wilt locked himself indoors as the noise and the cloud of dust became overwhelming. Suddenly, the noisy cloud screeched to a halt right outside Wilt's house of straw. And there, climbing off a huge Harley Davidson motorcycle, was none other than the Big Bad Wolf.
I'm the Big Bad Wolf, and I eat little piggies for breakfast. And guess what? I eat little piggies for lunch and dinner too. And now let's see who lives here.
With that, he marched up to the little house of straw and banged on the door.
Open up! Who is inside?
No one.
I can hear you. Are you a little piggy?
Yes. No. Go away. I'm asleep.
Aha! Little pig, let me come in. I've been working on that line all day. Pretty good, eh?
Not by the hairs on my chinny-chin-chin. Hey, there's hairs on my chinny-chin-chin.
Then I'll huff and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house down.
And with that, the Big Bad Wolf huffed and he puffed, and he blew the little straw house all to pieces. Wilt jumped out from under the bed, raced off to Fidget's house, moving faster than he had ever moved in his little piggy life.
Ooh, you won't catch me, Mr. Big Bad Wolf.
Come here, little piggy. The Big Bad Wolf is hungry.
Wilt arrived at his brother's house with the wolf hot on his heels.
Fidget! Let me in! Oh, do let me in! The wolf wants to eat me, Fidget!
Oh, Wilt, are you all right? Did you bring a jacket? You know it'll be cold soon.
Fidget, the Big Bad Wolf blew my house down. He wants to eat me.
Little pigs, let me come in!
Not by the hairs on our chinny-chin-chins!
Hey, Fidget, you've got hairs on your chinny-chin-chin too. I never noticed that before.
Then I'll huff and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house down.
Before they could reply, the Big Bad Wolf huffed and he puffed, and he blew the house made of sticks all to pieces.
Twiddle's house!
Before the Big Bad Wolf could even blink, the little piggies were off to Twiddle's house.
Oh no! Here we go again! Come back here! little piggy!
The little piggies rushed up to the house made from bricks and hammered on the doorbell.
Twiddle! Twiddle!
My, my, piggies, there isn't a game on today, is there?
There's a big bad wolf, and he's after us, and wants to eat us, knew the house of sticks down, who is coming here?
Here for all of us.
Lock the door! Quickly!
However, the little piggies needn't have been too worried. After a short distance, the big bad wolf gave up the chase.
I'm not as young as I used to be. This catching little piggies is hard work, but I'll be back.
So the big bad wolf rode away on his big motorcycle, leaving the little piggies quivering with fright in the arms of their brother Twiddle, in the house made from bricks. A few days later, the little piggies, having just finished lunch, were sitting in Twiddle's lounge and discussing what to do about the big bad wolf. Even Wilt was wide awake.
Are you sure we're safe here, Twiddle?
Absolutely, Fidget. You can stop fidgeting now. You're digging a hole in the sofa.
Well then, Twiddle, I think we should stay here with you. Mummy did say we should keep together.
And so you shall, piggies. There's plenty of space for all of us.
Just then, there was a deep rumbling sound in the distance.
I don't think it's my tummy this time.
Don't worry, piggies. We're safe here.
Sure enough, with a great screeching sound, a huge cloud of dust came to a halt outside the house made from bricks. The big bad wolf marched up to the door and rapped heavily on it with his fist.
Ha ha ha! Little pigs, little pigs! Let me come in!
Not by the hairs on our chin-chin-chins!
Hey, where are your hairs, Twiddle?
Oh, why do they always have to do it the hard way? Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down, whatever.
No, you won't.
Yes, he will, Twiddle.
Shh, don't make him angry.
Right, here we go. What did you say?
I said you won't blow the house down. It's made from bricks.
Twiddle, don't irritate him.
Stop irritating the big bad wolf.
Didn't see that. Oh, well. I'll just huff and puff and blow it down anyway.
Oh no!
See what you've done.
Quick, let's hide.
As the piggies scrambled upstairs, the big bad wolf huffed and he puffed, and he blew at the house made of bricks with all his might.
What do you know? He was right. Well, nothing for it then. If I can't blow it down, I'll have to blow it up.
As the big bad wolf went to his motorcycle and started unpacking some boxes of dynamite, Twiddle the piggy observed him from the bedroom window and scratched his chinny chin chin.
I didn't expect this. This big bad wolf is smarter than I thought. Time to call in some reinforcements.
Quick as a flash, Twiddle ran downstairs, grabbed his cell phone, held it aloft and said,
"Time to call Mummy Pig."
Several several miles away, Mummy Pig leapt into action. She grabbed her hat and coat and her famous wooden paddle for warming naughty bottoms and rushed out of the house. She caught a taxi to the airport, jumped on a plane, leapt on a bicycle, then caught a number 7 bus all the way to the house made from bricks. She marched up to the big bad wolf, grabbed him by the scruff of the neck, and shook him until he dropped all the sticks of dynamite.
Are you picking on my little piggies, Mr. Big Bad Wolf?
I was just coming to fix the pipes, ma'am.
I doubt it very much. I'm going to teach you a lesson.
With that, Mummy Pig grabbed her wooden paddle and gave the Big Bad Wolf such a spanking as he had never had in his life. The three little piggies ran downstairs and out of the door into Mummy Pig's arms. Meanwhile, the Big Bad Wolf sneaked back to his motorcycle.
That's it! I'm finished with little piggies! Oh! From now on, I'm going to be a vegetarian and never eat little piggies again! Oh!
He rode off into the distance.
Come on, piggies! Let's go inside and cook a big dinner to celebrate.
Hooray!
Mummy has saved us.
Hey, why don't we all live here with Mummy?
That's a very good idea, Fidget. Then we'll never be apart again.
All this excitement has made me very tired. I think I'll catch 40 winks before dinner.
And so, the three little piggies lived happily ever after with Mummy Pig in the house made from bricks. As for the Big Bad Wolf, well, he became the Big Good Wolf and sold his motorcycle to open a fruit and veggie store in the nearby village. And that is the end of our story, children. Now be good and go to bed. And remember always to eat your fruit and vegetables, because the Big Good Wolf went to a lot of hard work to grow them for you. This is Moron Catastrophe saying goodbye, children.